In the middle of the east side of the square is a marker with the inscription which reads in part, "Designated an historic landmark of agriculture engineering. It was designed and erected by the old Capitol Monument Works in Vandalia, Illinois. The monument was designated Shelbyville area because the world's first field processor of hay and straw was designed and manufactured in the Tallman factory. It was unveiled on May the 3rd, 1980 by C.D. Pfeiffer, who was board chairman of P&H Manufacturing Company, and Douglas L. Boswell, vice president of the American Society of Agricultural Engineers. On May the 1st, 1987, a time capsule was buried in the middle of the side of the square. It was filled with letters and other memorabilia and is to be opened on May the 1st, 2087. The ceremony was attended by Mayor James O. Finks. It was part of the Hooked on Shelbyville Festival celebration. On July the 2nd, 2002, a dedication of the new Eternal Flame Memorial, which is located in front of the Soldiers and Sailor Monument, facing north, was unveiled. J. Lowell Goldman, former mayor of Shelbyville, watched a long sought-after dream come true. The monument is 3 feet high, black granite base with sloping wings extended out each side of each granite etched with pictures, one side showing the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima and the other side showing General Douglas MacArthur walking on the shores of the Philippines with local native August R. West. In 2003, the Shelby County Board voted to have a howitzer displayed on the square being donated by the Department of the Defense. This is to replace the Civil War cannons that once stood on the square that were donated to the war effort during World War II when there was an urgent need for scrap metal. The howitzer is an M8 75 millimeter packed howitzer and is 12 feet long, 2 feet and 10 inches in height, 3 feet and 11 inches in width. The howitzer was added to the square on May the 24th, 2005.